conclusion. Deep within the bowels of Ares' mind, mercenary Bail Branda and his trusty sidekick Astrobeck Pip face down wave after wave of arboreal octopi. Will this dynamic duo escape the mine with the missing goods? Or will the eight-legged monstrosity spell doom for our favorite duo?
So he's going to go ahead, he's grabbed you, which puts you at ensnare two, which means it's going to take at least two rounds to get out of it, to get out of the his grip, if I'm reading that correctly, right? Ensnare. Target is immobilized for a number of rounds equal to the weapon's ensnare rating. An ensnared target may attempt a hard athletic check to attempt to break free. So you are wrapped up in this tentacles of an octopus for at least two rounds. Or you can try a hard athletics check to break free. But since he's grabbed you, he's going to get one attack on you with one of his other tentacles, which is going to be a brawl versus that. Okay. Brawl versus the one purple, since you're right there. I won't give him an advantage or anything. Boom. Ooh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Success and an advantage. So that is going to...
And a triumph.
Oh, and I didn't notice the triumph. Crap. And the triumph.
Wow, they are just like super working against me.
Yeah, geez. All right, so that's going to be 3, 4, 5. That's going to be 7 damage towards you on that attack. I don't know what your soak is.
My soak is 4. So all right, 2 points of damage.
Yeah, so 2 points of damage at you right there. And I'm going to say because he just bopped you so hard, if you're going to try to break three, you're going to break free, you're going to be at a disadvantage on your next roll as well. So instead of
– He's got me by the leg, right?
He grabbed you by one of your arms and yanked you up. So you're like kind of dangling by one arm. And it basically what happens, you walk into the room, it grabs you, yanks you off the ground by the one arm, and you get punched in the face by its tentacles, and now it's starting to wrap you up. Almost like it's like trying to cocoon you.
Cool. All right, so it is my turn then, I assume? Or are we going into combat rounds at this point?
Since it's just the two of you, we're going to go back and forth. I mean, I guess Pip is there, so Pip could attack. I mean, yeah, let's go ahead and roll initiative, because we'll add Pip to it, because that way he can help out. So, yeah, right, let's cool. Let's do our initiative roll. So, which mean?
So this would be vigilance, correct?
Yeah, just whatever you have for your vigilance. Let me see what...
2 advantages.
Where is Pip? Does he have vigilance or anything? He does not, so he's got 1 green. All right, so it's going to go Octopus, Bail, Pip. So Octopus, Bail, Pip. That's going to be our order.
Wow.
All right, so since the Octopus has you, he's going to go try to squeeze you a little bit more, which is going to be his regular attack, which is right there. So,
Well, since he's in a grapple, it would be a brawn thing, right?
Yeah, he's going to try to squeeze you. So,
that's 2 brawn.
That's against yours. Okay. What is his brawn? His brawn is the same as his bro. That makes, I should have made that easier. So you said 2 purple?
Yes, 2 purple, I think.
All right.
Oh, a failure with 2 advantages.
All right, so he does not hurt you anymore, and we'll say that disadvantage, that cold clocking he gave you, you shake it off faster than you expected, and the disadvantage you were going to have is no longer there. So,
well, he gets the 2 advantages.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said disadvantage. Yeah. My bad. Okay, so yeah, we'll say, yeah, I'll add another black die to your roll to get out of his ensnare.
All right, cool.
So right now, if you are trying to, since you are completely wrapped up, you can try to hit him with your free arm, or you can try to break out of the ensnare by doing a hard athletic check against 2 blacks. With 2 blacks,
I'm sorry. 2 blacks?
So that'd be 3 purple and 2 black.
Oh, no, forget that. Remember, you do have
a light side, so you want to flip a light side, then it might help you.
I'm not even going to try to break out of this because that might be a waste of a roll.
Okay.
So I'm going to quick draw my slug thrower pistol.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to blow off the tentacles that are holding onto me. I'm going to flip a light side.
Okay.
Or flip to a dark side. Going to, let's see, ranged light.
Okay.
Which is this, this, and this. Okay. And since are we in close range at this
yeah,
point?
Yeah. So it'd be one purple.
One purple. Mm-hmm. Two successes.
All right. So, and your gun does what damage?
6 points.
All right. So that's with.
So that would be a total of what, of seven?
So you get two successes. So you're adding two to whatever the base damage is.
Okay. So that would be 8 points of damage.
Okay. So 8 points of damage. And it's got. So, okay. So. All right. So you take a good chunk out of it. It is still hanging on. It is angry, but it is not let go of you. So it's still hanging there. So now it is Pip's turn. Since Pip is your droid, is there anything you want him to try to do? You can go ahead and give him an instruction.
I don't know what Pip's like. Does Pip have a weapon on him? Like,
well, in classic astromech fashion, they do have that little arc welder of theirs that does stun damage.
Pip, use the arc welder. Use it now.
All right, so that would be a ranged light, I guess, right? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so that's just one green against the one purple. Do you want to flip a light side to give him a yellow instead of a green, or you want to just let him roll?
Let him roll.
All right. One yellow and green for Pip. Oh, look at Pip coming through big for you. So he's yes. got five success and a threat. So that's two plus three. It's five. That's... Okay, so that takes a good chunk out of him. All right, so the octopus gets shocked by this arc welder. That in that moment that the octopus is just going to drop you and then fall and try to latch on to Pip on his next attack. So it's dropped you and sees that Pip is shocking it and does not enjoy that. So you've been dropped to the ground and it is now making its attack, its turn on Pip.
All right, cool.
All right, so that is going to be the two yellow and a green versus a purple versus poor little Pip there.
Three advantages.
All right, it does not do any damage to Pip, that lucky little droid. But
I'm gonna say it takes off its. Could I go ahead and dictate what happens?
Sure, of course, you got an idea.
So the octopus scrambles over to Pip because it doesn't like the shock. Completely misses. It isn't able to like really damage him at all, but is able to grab onto his arc welder and rip it off.
Okay, so now Pip is sans arc welder. So right now, then, he doesn't have any type of offensive thing he can do other than, I guess, battering ram.
It's three advantages. It had to have been something.
Yeah, like something good. Serious. So,
yeah.
So the arc welder just snaps off. Pip just screams. And he starts trying to roll away.
All right, don't struggle, Pip. Don't struggle. I got you. So at this point, since he's occupied with Pip,
mm-hmm.
I assume that I could actually just walk up to it and then finish it off.
You could take a close range shot at it, yeah.
Okay, cool. And that would be one purple?
Yeah, because it's close, yeah.
Two successes and an advantage.
All right.
So that's another 8 points of damage.
All right. So, yep, that is the end of the octopus. You fire a shot and blood, guts, gore just go all over poor Pip and it's just dripping down his face, his robotic round face.
It's okay, Pip. We'll get that fixed. Don't worry about it, buddy.
Pip just spins around and goes.
Wait, what? Okay, so I grab, I go grab him his arc welder, I guess. And does he have anything, like any appendages he could grab? grab it with?
Do a standard difficulty mechanics check to see how well you can get it on him real quick. If you have mechanics.
Okay. Let's see here.
And I'll give you a blue die because he's going to tell you what needs to be happening, but he can't do it himself since that's his one good arm.
Okay, cool. What's the difficulty?
Just two, the regular hard difficulty too, because you're not an astromech mechanic.
One success.
Perfect. All right. He's like, he just gives you the instructions. He's like, and you're like, okay. And it's in there. It doesn't look like it's going to last. It's not pretty, but he's definitely got the arc welder. He flicks it a couple times. He's like,
okay, Pip, calm down there, buddy. I don't think I like the sight of you. You used to be cute. Now you're kind of dangerous. Let's just keep going.
All right. So you go ahead and move towards the last room. Well, not necessarily the last room. The room that was your destination. And you come upon a room that is... You can tell it used to be construction. There was a lot of work, but it hasn't seen a lot of business for a while. There's still some flickering lights, but there are just different size crates and boxes and things just all around the room. And yeah, this is where the pirates have been storing their ill-gotten goods in the Ares mine.
So I turn on my communicator and to talk to... I try to contact. Can I get any good signal in this mine? I assume I could. Can I?
Yeah. I mean, if these things, if you're able to communicate, you know, across planets, I would not. There's nothing radioactive in this mine, so I don't think it would stop the communicator.
I'm gonna start searching. I'm gonna start pilfering through these crates and stuff to see like what's in them.
Okay. You start cracking open crates, and it's a lot of like almost like home goods. It's like fancy rugs and things like that, furniture. There's like a really nice armoire. There's a recliner chair that has like a refrigerator attached to it, and it can vibrate. It has heated seats. You see a couple, we'll say some jewelry boxes that have some just random jewels in it, and then there are definitely a few crates that are locked and sealed. These are all the ones that were easy to be opened.
All right, cool. So, what was the other droid's name?
Perry.
I try to send a signal over to Perry.
Okay.
Boss, did you need me?
Hey, Perry, I need you to get a hold of a, of some sort of a vehicle that we could, transport some stuff with. I think I just found the jackpot.
You want me to bring the ship, or you want me to get, like, something smaller?
Let's get something smaller, right? I don't think we'll need to bring the ship around in order to get some of this stuff out. And you know what? Are those two numbskulls still with you?
Yeah, we're here. We're just hanging out in the ship. We're playing chess. They are not as good as you are, and you're not very good.
Nope. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Perry. But that's the least of my concerns right now. Tell them, bring them along with you. We're going to unload a lot of stuff here and load it up into the ship.
All right, boss. Where are you at?
I give him the coordinates to the mine, and I go, bring like a truck. Rent a truck or something.
All right, sir. I'll get a speed and I'll be on my way.
All right. So, at this point, I'm going to go search for the goods that I came here to grab to begin with.
Okay.
So I'm going to sit here in this room. I'm going to ask Pip to man the door to make sure that, if anything comes, to scream or to beep as loud as he can.
Sparks his arc welder and goes to the door.
All right, cool. Besides that, what else is in here? So you said there was a few crates like full of jewels and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's some. We'll say some, there's some high end jewelry. And are you trying to open the locked ones up?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out what would that be to unlock something like that. Computer,
pistol, man. Are these like really really tough locks? Like, is this like a safe quality lock, or is it just like a padlock type thing?
I'd say it's most likely probably just like a heavy duty, I'll say, padlock thing. One of those, you know, not the one you'd buy at Ralph's or Target or whatever, but these are definitely heavy duty industrial locked containers.
So what do arc welders do exactly?
They weld arcs.
But they weld.
Yes.
Keyword.
It's what you weld metal and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Wonderful. Pip, you're no longer on guard duty. I need you over here right now.
But
there are shinies to be taken.
Shiny? All right.
Shinies.
All right. So Pip wheels over all excitedly.
Open this.
All right, he rolls up to the lock.
Cut it. Well, try hacking it first.
All right, so we're going to have him do, where is this thing? Because he's got mechanics, so we're going to try to do his mechanics against that. He's got two yellow against a regular old lock. All right, so he fiddles with it, and he just can't get it.
All right, plan B.
Welcome to the last mid-roll of Group A Season 1. I am your GM as always. Thank you all for sticking with us for this first season. This has been a lot of growing for me especially. I've never GM'd before. Producing a podcast, an actual play podcast, is something I've never done before. So this has been a lot of fun. And to everyone who's been listening all along, I truly appreciate it, and I know all of the players appreciate it. We're going to be recording a look-back episode soon once we can all schedule it. And I just want to say again, thank you so much. If you have enjoyed anything we've done this season, please, please, please head over to the Apple Podcast, whatever it's called thing. Leave a rating and review. It really does help us. We just got enough ratings to have an actual rating, so that's really exciting. And more will definitely help us climb the charts. We are almost done recording season 2, and that will be rolling out probably in the next couple weeks. We might have some dead air for a week or two, but we will be back as soon as we can. Again, thank you so much for everybody who's been with us on this journey. And remember, leave a rating, spread the word, and remember, you can choose the light, you can choose the dark, but sometimes you have no choice but to run.
All right, and then he just gets his arc welder, and he just starts slowly just going at it. And I'm going to go ahead and say, go ahead and roll me a perception check.
Wonderful.
There's one last friend of yours.
Oh, no. Let's see. Perception is 2 against what?
What you've been rolling against, the 2 red and a purple.
Flipping a light side.
All right, so that takes one of your things up one.
Would that just give me an additional green then?
What are you rolling right now?
2 yellows.
Yeah, it would just give you an additional green then.
3 failures. 5 advantages.
Jeez Louises, okay.
Oh my god.
All right, so you clearly didn't see it, but man, okay. Okay, so this is what we got going on here. So you don't see it coming, but the octopus starts to descend from the ceiling. It starts dropping. You don't notice it over the sound of the arc welder, but as it's dropping, Pip gets it open and flings open the door of the container, hitting the octopus, knocking it to the side, and as it scutters around the floor, and you still haven't heard it, but it's definitely got knocked to the side, and you didn't even see any of this because the sound of the arc welder and it being flung open, and you're so focused on what's in the container, you didn't see the octopus get knocked to the side around you.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right.
That's,
so
that's kind of good. That's really good.
All right. So in this container, you see about a half dozen rifles that are very similar to the one you currently carry.
Wonderful. Jackpot, baby. All right. So, like, I take out, like, are they better models or are they just kind of like.
Well, I mean, how old is the one that Bale has?
He's had his for a good, you know, for maybe a good 5, maybe 6 years.
Okay, so, yeah, this would be the current model of whatever you have. So if yours is the, you know, using our date, if yours is the 2012 version of the gun, this is the 2018 iPhone X with the, you know, extra scope on it type thing.
Oh, so I take one of them out. Are they loaded already?
No, they're not loaded.
I'm going to load it.
All right.
And then I'm going to canvas around the room. Let's just say because this is like a newer model, it has like some sort of like heat vision or night vision or something like that.
Yeah, definitely.
So like I kind of like turn around, I look through the scope and through the heat vision, and would I pick up the octopus that way?
Yeah, I'll go and say, yeah, you get 5 advantages, so, yeah, so I'm going to say, yeah, that all of a sudden you turn and you go, what the heck, and you just see the octopus and it's starting to rush you.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, I'd assume this is where we roll initiative.
Yeah, we'll roll initiative for, you, Pip, and the octopus.
2 successes.
All right, here is Octopi. Oh, only 4 advantages, and then Pip. God, okay. So it's you, then Pip, then the octopus.
Wonderful. So now I'm going to get to use one of my abilities.
All right.
So I have something called Quick Strike. Mm-hmm. And what Quick Strike does, it's a passive ability, and I add a blue dice per rank of Quick Strike to combat checks against targets that have not acted yet this encounter.
Okay.
So it has not acted yet in this encounter.
Nope.
Therefore, I am going to shoot it with my new shiny rifle gun thing.
Okay.
And what's its range?
It's going to be the 2. You knocked it pretty far out of the way when you flung open the lid, so it's coming at you. It's not an engage range, that's short range.
1 success, 2 advantages.
All right, so how much damage does your rifle usually do?
So my rifle normally does, I think, 7 points of damage.
Okay, listen. I will say, since this is a newer model, we'll say that it has been upgraded to 8 damage for your new rifle.
Nice.
Okay, so 8 plus the 1, so that's 9. Mm-hmm. It's got a soak, so that does, okay, 6 damage total towards it. Make sure I'm looking out at the astromech. Okay, so, all right, so now it's Pip's turn. Do you want Pip to ask? Pip
actually, for the, zone, two or? Advantages,
okay.
For the 2 advantages, mm-hmm. I would like to say that I hit like a very critical muscle type thing in it, so
okay.
That it would have a harder time trying to grab things.
Okay, I'll say that if it tries to grapple you, that it'll grapple at disadvantage if it tries to grapple.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, so do you want to give Pip an instruction, or do you trust the astromech to act on his own volition?
Pip, sick 'em, boy.
All right, so Pip just spins at it and just rushes it with his arc welder, because this is a aggressive little astromech you have here. He's got bloodlust now. And he just... And he's going to attack.
Oh, my God. It's a little savage droid.
All right. Ah, failure. He does not do it. It rushes at him, goes to zap it, and... We'll say that in its rush that it just zooms right by and the octopus scutters around up the wall. So it wasn't, now it's just out of its reach because this is an older model astromech. It can't fly or anything. So it's just looking at the octopus on the ceiling, swinging its arc welder at it, and it can't hit it.
No, you got to swing it harder, kid.
All right. So now this is the octopus's turn. It is going to take a leap and try to hit you with its attack since you actually hit it.
Yeah. Is he trying to go for a grapple?
No, it is just coming with its thorny tentacle attack is what it's called. It feels like a Pokemon at this point. The green, I'm going to go ahead and flip one of my dark side to go ahead and upgrade his thing on his attack, since I have him.
Oh, come on, man.
Hey, I got him. We're almost done. I got to use him.
All right,
cool. I can't save him for later. All right, so go ahead with that against the
Well, since you're doing that, I'm going to flip it back.
Okay.
And I'm going to say he upgrades the difficulty to a red die.
All right, so that turns that to that. All right, so we're rolling 3 yellow, 1 red. All right.
Oh my god!
Okay. All right, then. So that is for you scoring at home 3 successes, 2 advantages, and a triumph for one angry, angry octopus. So that's going to be 4 plus.
Isn't that like a crit?
Yeah, 3 and that. I guess we could roll on the crit table and see what actually happens to you.
Let's see. Hold on. I'm going to look this up. Let's see. Oh, wait. How many advantages did he get?
2 advantages.
All right. So what is his what's the crit number?
Well, it's not a that's my problem. It's an organic weapon. It's his tentacle.
Because you need to roll so many advantages in mm-hmm. order to get a crit. So
it says damage 3-4. Does that mean it's a 4 crit then?
Yeah, it's a 4 crit. Okay, so he did not crit.
Okay, so I'd have to roll 4 advantages to get that. Okay. So no advantage. So the triumph just counts as a success towards the damage. So it's 4 plus the 3. So that is 7 damage towards you there, plus minus whatever your soak is.
Oh, wait. I was at 2, and then my soak is 4. So that's 3.
So that puts damage. So that puts you at 5 wound right now.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
All right. So there we go. Exciting. All right, so the octopus comes down and it just starts pummeling you with its front 4 tentacles. It starts just lashing, hits you in the face, hits you in the shoulder, hits you in the hip. It's just slap, 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 just pounding on you. And it's back to your turn. So you have an octopus slapping you in the face. What do you do?
Well, let's see. So for those advantages, I'm going to say he knocks the rifle out of my hand.
Yeah, he knocks the new Rifle X out of your hand, and now you still have.
I assume perfectly fine.
Yeah, you still have your old one still on your back, right? You didn't put it down or anything.
I don't need that because okay. I'm going to quick draw my slug thrower pistol.
Oh, right on.
And I'm going to fire at it.
Okay.
And I'm going to take a boost. Actually, not a boost. That's going to be an upgrade. And since he's on me, I would assume that's a 1 difficulty.
That's correct, yep, because he's right in front of you.
2 successes, 2 advantages.
All right, so how much damage is that?
Let's see here. That would be 6 plus 2, which is 8 points of damage.
All right, so 3, so that's 5. Okay, he is... If he was in a video game, he'd be flashing red right now. So that is an octopus in your face, just taking bullets into its... I assume you're shooting it in its core area.
Yes.
Its thorax. So it's taking a few shots. It's fighting you. And this is when Pip sees a window. He's going to come and try to save his boss, Bale. And he's coming up behind it.
Finish him, Pip. You got this, buddy.
I kind of wish you... I feel like... I wish we could do a light side 4, but yet we're out of light side points. All right.
So anyways, I'm greedy.
You know what? Because I like Pip and he's so brave, I'm going to give him a blue because the octopus is distracted. And because it would be a good story, I'm going to give him 2 blue. 1 for cool, 1 for distracted octopus to see if that helps him.
He's anything but cool, man.
Yeah.
he's all ragey and angry.
Okay, so no success, but 2 advantages. So Pip comes up swinging the arc welder on his jerry-rigged arm, because remember, his arm's broken, swinging it around, and the octopus just disengages from you and backs up because it does not want to get shocked in the face. It does not like the electricity bouncing off of that arc welder. So it is now backed away. You're no longer right up-faced engaged with the octopus, and it's going to have 1 disadvantage, a black die on its next roll. Or you'll get a blue die, I'm sorry. Because, no, whose turn is it now?
It's his.
Okay, so it's going to be a black die on his next attack. All right, so he's going to go ahead and take another swing at you. Jeez Louise. All right, 3 successes. All right, 3 successes. So that is... 6 more damage minus whatever your soak is. All right, so more pummeling of octopi tentacles start hitting you harder and harder. Bale, you are definitely starting to feel it. This thing is definitely whooping up on you.
Nice.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to take my next action to finish this thing off.
Okay.
It's at close range. I'm going to roll 5 successes.
All right. So what was that? Whoa. Okay. So 5 success plus you're done. Your gun does 6?
Yes, it does.
That's 11. 3 is 8. All right. So you just go ahead. How do you finish this thing off?
It takes another whack at me. It slaps. It basically hits me across the face, knocks me a little off balance. I start to basically, and so he knocks me so off balance that I actually kind of fall to the ground on my side, but I turn it into a roll, and then from the ground as I'm rolling, I take another shot at it, and it splatters across. All over Pip.
Oh, poor Pip got a second coating of octopus blood on him.
All over Pip.
Mm-hmm. What color is Pip? I don't know if we established that. What color is Pip naturally before he got covered in green?
Let's say that he was black and yellow.
Black and yellow. Okay, so the black and yellow.
Steelers color, babies.
All right, so he's black color with a yellow stripe on there.
Yes.
Now has just green dripping all over it. And it's quiet. It's just you, a somewhat psychotic astromech with an arc welder, standing in a nice quiet room, and you hear on your communicator,
"Boss, we're here, sir. We are at the entrance. There's a Boston who's not letting us in. He says it's his mine."
Yeah. Put the Boston on the communicator for me, please.
And you hear, "What? I don't... What's going on? Did you get them all? Is it over?"
"It's over. It's way over."
"All right. So, okay, you can go now. Thank you so much. I'll pay you when you get out here."
No. I already have my payment here. That's what the truck is for. What you're going to do is you're going to say you don't know what happened here, that there was a bunch of octopuses that basically hatched too early, just like what happened, what happened. And you're going to say that Bale Branda came in there, wiped out all the octopuses, and now has all their goods."
You want me to tell Maxme that you have his stuff?
I want you to tell Maxme that I have his stuff.
You got a death wish, man. You got a death wish.
Oh, nobody steals from the Count.
All right, so as Perry and the two Deveronians, which I don't remember their names. It was something weird. I have it probably written down somewhere. But anyway, your two Deveronian sidekicks start loading stuff up onto your little speeder truck thing.
Yeah.
You finally get over to the container that you were sent for. You mash the number up. You look at it. And you open the container. And inside, you see... looks like that foam packaging when they don't want things to break. You know, kind of like the perfectly shaped foam. And you see a dozen round spots. You lift open the container. And where there was a dozen round things, now there's only 6. These are 6 unhatched arboreal octopus eggs. This is what was stolen from the Count's friend. They were a collector of wild exotic animals, and this was their new pet. They wanted all 12, but you have at least 6, so that's better than nothing. So you have at least half of what you were sent for. The other ones, the other 4 or 5 you splattered about. And there are
5?
How many did you kill? You killed 4?
I think I killed 4. So there's 2 more of those things roaming around?
There's 2. Okay, I'll actually go back so we don't have to try to find 2 more. Unless you want to try to find 2. You want to go try to find 2 octopuses?
I'm not going to. I don't want to fight any more octopuses.
I'll say, okay, so you open up the container. And in you see... okay, we'll phrase that. You get over to the container and you see that the lid is ajar. Opening it up, you see foam inside of it. Digging into the foam, you find a spot for what looks like 10, we'll say basketball-sized things. And when you open the container, you see green speckled eggs. Where there's spots for 10, you now see 6. These are 6 unhatched arboreal octopus eggs. Now, they were supposed to, as Ares told you, he was told that they had at least another week or so before they were hatching, but some of them hatched early. So either someone tried to crack the eggs open, or maybe they hatched early, but you have 6 eggs that you need to get back to the count.
I'm going to roll in, let's see. It's not a perception. They don't have investigation in this game. Wow.
There's no investigation?
No, there's no investigation. There's perception.
That's kind of... How is there no investigation? How do you...
There's no investigation skill on my sheet. Let's see. You know what? I'll just roll Xenology.
Okay.
Well, actually, no. Could I do perception in this case?
What are you... just tell me, what are you trying to do?
I'm trying to see if these things were hatched naturally or if somebody broke them open.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I mean, like, this would probably be, like...
This would be a Xenology
check. You could tell the difference between something hatching out of an egg and then somebody obviously breaking it. Like, there would be impact. There would be, like, a place of impact sort of thing.
Yeah, so you're going to examine the eggs inside of it? Yeah. Sure, go ahead and just give me a regular perception to see if you notice if the eggs were broken from the inside or if they were broken from the outside.
Which came first, the
octopus or the egg?
The octopus or the egg?
That old Star Wars yarn. What came first, the octopus or the egg?
Oh God! That's against
one per normal. Well, easy. It's just you've cracked eggs before. You know what a broken egg looks like.
One failure, but 4 advantages.
All right, so you are not certain that if the eggs were broken on their own. Or if someone did it themselves, but what can be your 4 freaking advantages? That we'll say your 4. We'll say at least a couple of your advantages that the eggs that you do have do not see. You don't notice any cracks or anything in them. They don't look like the hatching process has started on them. So, to the best of your limited knowledge, that they don't look like they've been messed with. They look like they're still, you know, fully healthy eggs. That at least you have 6 of the 10 that you were sent to get.
All right. Yeah. Okay. That works.
All right. So you load up your items. Ares is just sitting there shaking his head. And you guys head over to the Crimson Hawk with Crimson Hawk, right?
No, it's the Star.
Crimson Nebula.
Star Hawk.
Sorry, Crimson Nebula is the ship in the other show. So, sorry, the Starhawk. You guys head over to the
Starhawk.
You guys head over to the Starhawk and the
Starhawk
and load up your goods. Are you? You stay to your word. You're going to take those Deveronians with you?
Yeah. They can come with me.
All right. So you got
they followed orders really well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind having an extra a few extra hands on the ship that are just going to stay there. They give me my red shirts.
All right, so
no, there better not be any red shirts. I don't like losing people. So I believe it is Perry's turn to drive.
Yes, Perry gets to take it off off planet since Pip brought it in. Perry happily goes over to the driver's seat.
Are we ready to go, sir?
I believe it's time to get off this rock. Yes, let's get out of here. The Count's going to be, he's going to be happy that we retrieved some of what was taken from his friend. But he's not going to be so happy that some of what was taken from his friend has hatched and is now gooey pools all over a mine. Oh boy, this is not good stuff. Okay, yeah, let's go, Perry. Let's go.
All right.
Kick it.
Inputting the destination shirt.
And then you hear Pip in the back.
Shut up, you trash can. I know what I'm doing.
I slap my forehead. I'm like, man, this is going to be a long ride. Hey, Pip, you want to practice combat?
Hey, Bart. Greetings. It's your favorite employee, Belbranda. How are you today, Bart? So, I just wanted to kind of fill you in on what happened, you know, what's been kind of transpiring over the course of the past couple weeks. So, if you haven't heard already, which I'm pretty sure you did, from Cadrian and Bartholomew, we got into a big fight at the mall, killed a bunch of baddies there. The proprietor of the mall is actually very, very grateful that we took care of a problem for him, and you might be able to exploit that later, you know, as a favor of some sort. We did disclose who we worked for, and I'm sure you guys are on good terms. Anyways, so, I just wanted to let you know what happened after that. So, I followed the clues to this Elrude, right? And I met a couple of guys there who were looking for some work. It was a little downtrodden, you know, looking like they could, you know, be used. They want to be busy. So I acquired a couple of people there to help me out. And, you know, they got some supplies for my ship and stuff like that. But that's another story for another time. But I did also promise them, you know, that they would get a chance to meet you, and maybe you might be able to find a place within the organization for them. They're a good bunch of guys. I can vouch for them. You know, my word is pretty much gold. So while I was there, or on the way there, I, picked up two droids. One's name is Pip. He's a bloodthirsty little thing that likes to, he's useful. He's useful in a tight spot. I like him. And then there's Perry. And Perry belongs to Hex, we'll talk about that some other time. But, anyways, they've been really useful, too. They both know how to pilot ships. One of them's a navigator, which is really amazing, especially if you're trying to get to a place fast. But besides the point, we got to, Elrude. We met a mine owner by the name of Ares. And this Ares guy, he's a pretty straightforward guy. He treats his people good, and, you know, I kind of respect that in a person. Anyway, so I kind of pressed him for some answers. He wouldn't let me, you know, give me any answers to what I needed. Oh, don't worry, boss. I didn't hurt him or anything. He's a good guy in my book. He treats his people well, so therefore, you know, he's good in my book. So there was a little bit of a problem in the mine. Well, the cargo that you sent to get me, you sent me to go get, well, a couple of those things hatched, and they were going around killing people. So, unfortunately, I had to take out some of the goods in order to, preserve my own well-being and preserve the well-being of some others that were already there. And, I came across the golden cache of goods. Well, it turns out that this Ares guy was being paid by Maxme to house his goods. So I kind of told Ares to leave a message for Maxme that if he wants stuff back, he's going to have to come after me. He now knows who I am. He's kind of always knows who I am. I've gotten out of his clutches a couple of times. And I personally don't like him as a person. He's kind of a jerk. Anyways, so now not only am I bringing back some of the goods in which you told me to go reacquire, but I also have a ton of other stuff that he has probably looted from us and other people or other acquaintances in the business as well, which will maybe help you build some better connections, maybe, you know, throw little olive branches. Space olive branches, for that matter, you know, whatever olive branches are in this reality, that's about it. So, you know what, when you get this message, which will probably be really, really soon, we can talk about it when I get back to the office. Anyways, you take care of yourself, my friend, and, there we go. Bye!
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. If you liked what you just heard, please head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. Every review helps more people find the show. If you want to reach out through social media, find us at Flight Risk Pod.
You can choose the light. You can choose the dark. Sometimes you have no choice but to run.
All right, perfect. End of not just episode, Joe. End of arc.
We're gonna make end of arc.
You made it through. Good job. You survived. Yes. I was like looking at your stuff, like, oh, he's had 7 wounds. He better kill this thing.
I was just like, man. So you threw like an Uber. Octopus at me?
Yeah, I gave this. Yeah, that one had a little more stat, and I upped his damage a little bit.
What was he like? Was he like the eldest child out of the bunch or something?
He was the one that came out.
He's the one that came out like a minute later, and he's like, he's established dominance at this point, and he's the ringleader of all the other little octopuses. No, he's dead. They're all dead.